Page 7.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and the corrupt in government. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, and the good in government. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, awesome website. Check it out. I like it anyways. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, like us if you do. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or go to my Facebook personal, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, and or follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Folks, the phone lines are accessible. You call when I'm gone. I appreciate that. Now, is there a reason you think they call when I'm gone? See, because when I...
before.
Well,
here.
When you look at the Word of God, who am I to give counsel to the Lord? And I'm called to proclaim. I'm called to preach. Ecclesiastes, right?
That's right.
The preacher. I'm called to preach the Word of God. I'm not called to debate the pith and marrow out of the truth that God has given through His commandments and not His suggestions.
Absolutely.
Do you think that's why they call you? Is because are you open for debate or what is it?
I don't know.
What was your question? I'm curious.
My question was, what kind of government are we?
Yeah, I got a couple of emails right away, and I wasn't here. And as constitutional republic, I said, well, good for you.
That's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, a couple of people called.
Did they? What'd they say?
They said one of them.
Did they like you, or were they contentious? Or
I don't know. I think he just wanted the answer so he'd get a free DVD, maybe.
Really?
Yeah. And he got it. Rare Republic.
Is that the guy that just called and thanked you for that free DVD?
Nope. That was, he called too, but he called right in the beginning of the show.
Oh, okay.
So that had nothing to do with me. He wanted to say thank you to Bradley.
Well, I would probably, you know what? Matter of fact, can I take the day off, and I'll just go listen, and then if you offer something up free, I'll just call and get it.
That's one way to do it.
Is this called Sons of Liberty or Obamahood Radio?
Obamahood Radio. Yeah. Well, see, Obama wouldn't make them answer any question.
Well,
he would say, as a matter of fact, if you just shut up and you just sit there, I'll give you free stuff.
Well, the fact of the matter is Obama likes to steal from the rich and give to the poor.
That's right.
So so he can create a following.
And he doesn't want any education. He would never ask a question like, what are we?
No. Well, because he doesn't know what we are. He thinks there's 57 states in our union.
That's true.
it's easy to kind of
it comes to this,
when I think about the guy that you're talking about right now, for the American people to accept this man and to take him responsible, mm-hmm. or I'm seriously, as the president of the United States, it shows you how dummied down the American people have become.
Absolutely.
Completely. He is everything contrary to who we are, friends. Mm-hmm. Obama looks at the teleprompter the whole time on his show. No one can ask him any questions.
For sure.
Okay, that was coming.
He doesn't ask any questions.
Okay.
He doesn't take any people that aren't staged. Well, when he
that
does,
really is a bully pulpit, what he's doing.
Of course.
I mean, if you really think about what he's doing, he really is. And the American people accept what he says as law. That's the scary
that
part
how
about
dumb
it.
The American people are then, if they're going to.
All right, now you're kind of getting on my wavelength here. I mean, all right,
it doesn't take a genius to figure out that what he says is not law.
No,
nowhere.
Common
in
sense
anything.
Tells you what's right and what's wrong. That's why God gave us a conscience.
You got it. Article 2 of the Constitution tells you exactly what his powers are, what his delegated powers are,
and
all
what his,
legislative authority is vested in the Congress,
and what his powers aren't, Jake.
Yeah.
The Bill of Rights are the thou shalt nots
yep.
to governments.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, okay.
And that's also
and
the Bill of Rights.
This is the thing.
The Bill of Rights aren't
wait,
even
wait
for
a second.
The
I take a day off. Now you think you're the man here or what?
No, I just wanted to finish the thought. The Bill of Rights aren't even for the president.
I tell you when to finish the thought. You're here by my good and on my good graces.
Would you like a free DVD?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Well, where do I get it? The White House,
yeah.
Pennsylvania, 1600 Pennsylvania.
And a cell phone. And a cell phone.
Phones. Friends, the phones are accessible. Phone lines are open, 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. Friends, we have Floyd Brown coming up from Western Journalism. He also ran for the president. Is this true?
I didn't know that.
I thought you guys knew this stuff.
I didn't know he ran for president.
Well, he was at the CNP. Yep. He was at one of the meetings that I was speaking at, and he came up to me, and he's very sincere, both him and his daughter.
Yeah.
And a great guy. Mm-hmm. He's going to be with us in just a couple minutes here, so I'll just shut up. I'll let you talk to Floyd, and I'll get out of here.
Let him give the announcements.
Yes. Yeah. But again, friends, the phone line's 1-877-807-9977. You'll do the interview. I'll come back in 15 minutes, so friends, don't go anywhere, okay?
Just stay put. Here, Floyd,
all hope
Bradley
is now,
back.
You know, Arturius said this. He said that the end of hope is the worst death that there is.
Yeah.
I'm going to be back in 15 minutes.
That's right.
There is
hope.
Guys, just 15 minutes.
15
that's
minutes
all.
Of hope.
I thought it was great. I did listen to part, not all of it, but I did listen to the radio show yesterday and the one that you did on Monday. And I thought Monday's radio show was great, by the way.
I'd forgotten about Mondays.
It was Monday, right?
I'm not even sure.
Well, anyways, I thought you did a great job.
Listen,
I'm just trying to say something nice to you publicly,
okay? That was very nice of you. Thank you.
Just take it, okay? Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And yes, it is Mr. Other Guy's show right now.
It's because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Hey, you know what, Bradley, you were just doing an interview this morning, and I want to give kudos where kudos is due. There's a gentleman
who's bonding right now.
This is so good because people in America, in every interview, I mean, you've been on the Steve Davis Show, Sam Sorbo, Jerry Newcomb, Bobby Gunther, Bob Crittenden, The Morning Zone
just this week,
Bill Martinez this morning. The perspective that you're bringing
Bill's
across,
out of California, right?
Yeah, that's where he's
no, it's
half the year.
Okay. Oh, okay.
But he's nationally
was
syndicated.
He in a studio because he sounded different?
I'm not sure.
I think he was. Know. He wasn't in that.
Could have been the tunnel room.
No, it wasn't.
Must have got some better equipment. But the point is resolved, Bradley, the point that you just brought. How does anybody take this president serious? How do you obey unlawful authority?
Well, we do need to take him serious as the criminal for who he is because he is criminal against the Constitution of the United States of America. Folks, right back with Floyd Brown, Western Journalism. Get Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-877-807-9977.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by faithful supporters. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
People are realizing that the only way we're going to break free from this beast and that everybody is just bowing down to is to stand up and realize we are the ones that's going to change things. Not political leaders. leaders, not religious leaders. The little man. And the only way I've learned this thing is from listening to people like you who've actually taken a real risk with your lives and your family and your respect.
Amen.
And I'm really appreciating you guys doing what you're doing, and I'm out here fighting with you, man.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. As we said, and as is on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, we have with us today Mr. Floyd Brown, who started a little online news site, you may have heard of it, called the Western Center for Journalism. I'm being facetious. It's a wonderful outlet, great resource for conservatives. They say what so many people will not say, i.e. lots of our friends out there in this battle. And I'll tell you what, the more that he succeeds, the more that I'm glad, because America will succeed. Thank you for being on the show with us today, Floyd.
My pleasure. Great to be with you.
You know, you have on your bio here, you're a political innovator. I like that. A writer and a speaker. Explain to us, actually, too, I want to give a little plug for your last book. In 2013, you wrote it. January 2013, we're in 2013. His latest book, Obama Enemies List, How Barack Obama Intimidated America and stole the election. Now, that's a pretty lofty accusation. Can you back that up, Mr. Brown?
Well, I think we built a very comprehensive case about his enemies list,
mm-hmm.
and how he has... I mean, since Richard Nixon, there has been no president that has targeted individuals the way Barack Obama has.
Agreed.
All you have to do is look at what he did against people who had the audacity to give contributions to Mitt Romney, his opponent.
Mm-hmm.
He actually created a website where he targeted those people, and it was like a garbage dump where he, you know, collected information about people that all they had done was give a contribution to Mitt Romney. A lot of the information was actually untrue. In fact, one gentleman had a big article that was written about him by Mother Jones. Mother Jones retracted what was said in the article, but the Obama Enemies List website never took it down, never changed it, never retracted it, even though the source, recanted later. So he has targeted people. He has also used the power of government unlike any chief executive I've ever seen. He has systematically gone after his opponents using the power of government. And, frankly, I find that very scary. And so we build a good case about how he intimidated America. Stealing the election, I honestly believe, after reviewing reams of data after the election, that the election was in fact stolen. And it was stolen in a couple of key states, Florida being one, Ohio being another. And, you know, we could talk about that for a while. But when you look at the voting patterns, what you found is that in a number of places, they were very strange voting patterns, you know. I mean, how is it that more voters turn out and actually vote in a precinct than actually live there according to the census? These kinds of anomalies just shouldn't exist.
Floyd, you stand, as a matter of fact, Time magazine said this about you. Brown has a stature among devoted conservatives that almost matches his physical height. You're 6'6". I know when Bradley met you at the last conference that we were doing, you guys were about head and shoulders were about even, which is very strange because mostly in the room people are around 5'10", 6 feet. But you making a statement like that, just bringing up these anomalies, as you called them, of these irregularities in the voting patterns, how many of your conservative friends out there, and I'm speaking more mainstream, will actually bring this to light and pay attention to it? Do you feel like you're the only one sometimes?
Sadly, there are a lot of people in the conservative movement that want to be loved by the mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
And the mainstream media is a wonderful censor for the establishment.
Sure.
Because they create issues that, you know, you're not allowed to talk about. You're not allowed to say this. You're not allowed to say that. And election fraud is one of those. You know, they say it doesn't exist. So, you know, don't look at the election results. Don't analyze them closely. And, you know, we just have to accept them. And, you know, frankly, I think that in a free country, people are supposed to look at the evidence and reason for themselves.
That's right.
I think one of the great problems with American education today is it doesn't teach young people to reason.
That's right.
And really to even think critically.
They teach you what to think instead of how to think.
Right. They teach you what to think. And, you know, I'm blessed. I was taught, probably not in school, but at least by my grandfather, how to think and how to reason myself. So a lot of times I come to what are very politically incorrect conclusions.
But truth. You know, you actually write,
yeah,
and as I see you, well, I'm sorry, go ahead and finish your point.
I was going to say that's one of the reasons why I like Bradley so much is because of his passion, his commitment, and he's willing to, you know, go places other people are afraid to go and say things other people are afraid to say. And I really appreciate that kind of courage.
Amen. Well, you know what? That's what we need right now. We need the Bradley Deans of the world, and we need the Floyd Browns of the world to stand on truth and what is right and not apologize for it, not be ashamed for it, but stand until it becomes the consensus because America is looking for leaders. Floyd, you write for the Washington Times. You wrote for the San Francisco Chronicle. I love that. You've also wrote for Town Hall and WND. And now you have your own site, westernjournalism.com. Bradley is also a contributor to this site. And I want to kind of parlay the two together, yourself and Bradley, and what your goals are. What is your end? Now, Bradley speaks really well to the next generation. And tell me, just what was your feedback or what is your response? You gave a little bit about it a second ago. But speak a little bit more to Bradley's mission and overall going back and being a culture, what would you call it, a culture warrior, if you will.
Yeah. Well, and that's really what we need are cultural warriors. I mean, yes, Bradley, he does speak to a younger generation. And the reason he speaks so effectively to them is he goes to where they're at.
That's right.
You know, a lot of conservative, especially conservative pundits, you know, they don't want to get down in the trenches and they don't want to get their hands dirty. You know, they want to go to the nice restaurants and hang out at the country clubs and be at all the best parties in Washington, D.C. And you can't meet the people there. It's one of the reasons I don't live in D.C. I lived in D.C. for 15 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like in those 15 years I had a lot of experience dealing with political people and politics. But frankly, I got to the point where I said to myself, hey, Floyd, if you stay here much longer, you're going to lose your soul. You got to get out of this town. And my wife agreed with that, so we left. And, you know, I think it's one of the best decisions I've ever made. I think one of the reasons why I can speak more freely is because I don't live inside the Beltway, and I don't feel the same kind of pressures to conform that political pundits and conservative leaders that live inside the Beltway face.
Well, and I think another thing is, too, and not to give them an out on this, that pressure that you're referring to, you know what? Stand. You know, somebody stood for us. How many generations have sacrificed, you know, their wealth, their health, and their abilities to give to their kids a better future than they had? Right now, this generation is not getting that. Their parents are not doing that. They're not paying the price. I see you doing that. When I saw you at the conference, you were with your daughter. Your kids come with you. They're engaged in this war. That tells me that there's a good daddy. That also tells me that he's following his heavenly father, which is ultimately our whole goal and end in this life, is what do? We bring Christ's love to the nation. And in doing that, we're going to have the peace, the prosperity, and everything that we've had as a successful nation, as a Western civilized nation, if you will, going back to westernjournalism.com. Again, we have with us today Floyd Brown. His last book was called Obama Enemies List: How Barack Obama Intimidated America and Stole the Election. Folks, on this site, you're going to find things that you do not typically find on your average news site. You're going to find Bradley's columns as well. But the big thing here is Floyd is laying it all out for the next generation, for posterity. Floyd, I want to leave you with some last words. If there's anything going on down there at Western Journalism, people need to be made aware of. I know you have an email blast that you do every day. Go ahead and share with our listeners how they can stay in touch with you.
Yeah, the best thing to do is just go to westernjournalism.com, and we have a free email that we provide, and they're going to get alternative news, as you say, that you're not going to get anywhere else.
That's right.
Plus, you're going to get Bradley's column every week, which I think is probably worth signing up just for that. And I really encourage people to do that, because, you know, you can become a liberal by osmosis in America. If you just kind of drink in the culture, you're going to become secular, and you're going to become, you know, a liberal.
Sure.
And to maintain your fidelity to truth, you have to look for ideas in different places. And this is one of them where we try to provide that.
You got it. A great point. And a friend of ours, close friend of ours, Mr. Michael Perutka, he ran for president in 2004 in the Constitution Party, has Institute on the Constitution. He said, yesterday's conservatives have become today's liberals just by progression, by osmosis, as you said. Floyd, I'm going to put you on hold. Our producer needs to talk to you. Again, we had with us Floyd Brown from westernjournalism.com, his latest book, Obama Enemies List: How Barack Obama Intimidated America and Stole the Election. Find Bradley's columns every week as well on westernjournalism.com. We'll be right back at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at Exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at Exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's Exposed123.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, my name's Floyd Brown from the Western Center for Journalism and WesternJournalism.com. I love Bradley Dean. I'll tell you what, here's a man with passion that is going out and providing important messages to young people, and I really salute him for what he's doing. That's why here at WesternJournalism.com, we run Bradley Dean's op-eds every single week. If you want to read Bradley Dean at WesternJournalism.com, come on over. And I really enjoy the radio program, too.
Hey, now I'm curious. I think Floyd forgot one word, though. Pugnacity.
Nice.
He did. That's all. I'm not offended. Pugnacity meaning inclination to fight. Quarrelsomeness.
That is good. I like that. Pugnacity.
1-877-807-9977. Here, really quick before you jump. Bobby Kennedy said this back in the 60s, friends. Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the law flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we are too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice.
Striking blows without doing anything.
Yeah.
People think, well, I'm not guilty of doing anything wrong. No, you're wrong. Mm-hmm. It's by you not doing anything wrong or right that you are doing wrong.
Right.
That's the best way to put it in, because it takes people's excuses far away from them.
To say nothing is to do nothing, exactly, is really what it comes down to.
And by doing nothing, you're actually doing something. You're allowing those that are criminalizing, for instance, your country or your family or whatever situation it might be, to
continue
to do it.
And what's the fulfilling of the laws is to look out for your neighbor as you look out for yourself, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That is the fulfilling of the law. Love is.
That's great, too, because in all the colonies, I think it was up to the 1850s that New York City got the first established police department. They didn't have police.
Were you there?
No, I wasn't. I did read about it, though.
Was Johnny Ringo there by chance?
Maybe.
Possibly.
It's possible.
Yeah.
You ever thought about the OK Corral?
Just a side note. Have you ever thought about like growing out like one of those big real whiskey mustaches with the little twirlsomes, like the
they put wax.
Yeah, like the candy cane spirals at the end of them.
That's creepy.
Do you ever see that guy driving up and down the street? Pretty interesting fellow.
He came to one of the things that I was at, and he turned around. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Tex.
How are you supposed to talk? It's hard to talk, you know, because it's like you got to take that seriously.
Yeah.
But the point of the good neighbor rule or law that God, that Jesus brought forth, love your neighbor as yourself, or Good Samaritan laws, those were all, it was us. It was
that's really what they were called, too, friends, is Good Samaritan laws, yes.
And so that's why there was no police force, because you or I, if we saw a crime being committed, we would, as a good neighbor, intervene.
Yep.
And so it didn't require a badge, it required love.
Yeah. Let me parallel that as to where, you know, what times we are in the present. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, and I remember hearing the story about a man in St. Paul, Minnesota, where he's seen a cop being assaulted, and I believe they ended up killing the cop because the man that seen the cop being assaulted, he wanted to help the police officer, but he knew that if he helped the police officer, he faced criminal charges, possibly by the criminals that were doing the crime against the cop. So in other words, we have laws now that prevent the Good Samaritan law. We have laws now that are set against love in every sense of the word. Let iniquity prevail rather than let love be free and prevail over crime. We're to overcome evil with good. Yes. We're to overcome evil with good. And now you have a government that is actually barring people from looking out for one another. Just think, if that man knew within himself that if he did the right thing, that police officer would be alive today.
That's right.
But because he was afraid of helping the police officer because of what the law might do to him, he did nothing.
That's right.
And that's exactly what the American people are being taught by the bureaucracy called the Justice Injustice Department across this country today.
And then we wonder why kids don't sow into anything with virtue anymore. Well, what's the point? The good guy always loses. If I do right, well, then I'm scrutinized and condemned anyway. How? If I work really hard, then all my wealth is taken from me. I mean, think about that. Kids are literally being trained not to do good.
Yeah. We need to teach them to do just the opposite, like it or not.
That's right.
We obey God rather than man.
And that's what establishes a nation. You know what? We just got a couple Facebooks here over the past day. Vance Taggart said, "The best radio show that I've ever listened to. Love your show. God bless you all." Well, God bless you, Vance.
What's his name? Vance?
Yeah, Vance. Huh. It's a cool, yeah, yo, Vance.
What does that mean? Like, is that like an enamored, glorified Vance. Or?
Vance? I'm not sure. I think it's cool.
Okay.
Vance. Glad to see. Now, this is what happened.
Do you think it's as cool as, I don't know, Bradley Dean?
Bradley Dean?
It come on. Get much come on. Tell the truth. Come
it
on.
It doesn't get much
come
cooler
on.
Than that.
I
mean, you know, when you hear Dean and Bradley together, you know, it's like Bradley Dean.
You know, I do want to say this in all sincerity. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Folks, I'm not that stupid to think that I am anything. I am not that stupid to attempt to bring forth accolades that belong to Jesus Christ. I'm not that stupid to attempt to bring merit for what our forefathers established. I'm only honoring what they fought, bled, and died for. That's what makes me a patriot. That's what makes me an American. I say that to say this. I listen to these referrals all the time, and I really appreciate it. I really honestly do. It means nothing to me as what they say about me. What means everything to me is the fact that they're willing to get in the fight and go along to win Freedom's Day. That's what matters to me.
Amen.
And so I'm on a serious note right now, but I really do want people to know and understand my heart. I just want to win the next generation. I want to win freedoms for our posterity, not just one generation or two or three. Look at our forefathers have established five generations, friends. And we can do the same thing that they did. And I'm not talking about just defeating this criminal in office today. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the American people coming together because, again, we're all saying the same thing. I did one of the radio interviews this morning in California with Bill Martinez. Yep. Great guy. I had to tell him, listen, you're being duped by the polls. Nobody's for this homosexual agenda. Nope. Nobody's for the abortion industry. They're being shut down like mad. And what you're seeing is you're seeing the state-run media begin to rise up in opposition to the laws of our republic because they're afraid that the American people really are coming together. Friends, we can win. We are winning. And don't ever forget that. As long as we follow the rule of law, and we do this the right way, it can be a bloodless revolution, friends.
Right.
And by the way, we're not the ones that are breaking the law or violating the laws. This administration and the corrupt in government aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say this as a positive. There's many people in government today, friends, that we can get behind. Many of them. And we need to do just that.
Yeah, we have to.
We have to do this together. One nation under God.
That's Amen. Where your power is. That's where it's consolidated. To get behind them and to let them know I will support you so long as you support the Constitution and your oath of office that you swore before God and the people. I just posted yesterday, I believe it was, Glenn Beck was talking about the transformational education. And I just put on there, glad to see America catching up on this. We have been fighting this for over a decade.
Yeah. Thanks for the help, Glenn. Yeah. Appreciate that,
10 years later, people are, wow. So Tom Love actually commented, and he said, maybe you guys lit a fire under him. Good to go.
Well,
hey, what's happening?
I do know that we've been high-fived by Glenn before. I just get really tired. How do I say this? As long as we're all in accordance in righteousness in the way of truth, I'm glad. Mm-hmm. We all have errors. I understand that. I don't want to magnify the fact that we have errors. I want to magnify the fact that if we have errors, we should be honoring him who died for us, not only in the natural, but also in the spiritual. I think we should be seeking perfection. And I think that people that have been out there for a long time and they're over the age of 25 years old, I think that we should be excelling. Jesus said, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, the average lukewarm Joe,
yeah.
He said, you're in no wise going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. I think we should be excelling. Because we're so thankful, we should always be excelling in excellence. And excellence means to surpass others.
That's right.
We should take it to the next level. In America, we should not fall short or stop short of absolute victory in winning our freedoms back. And if we all do that, and we don't worry about what everybody else has to say about it, namely the state-run media, we can do that. Now, I'm saying that to, again, say this for a reason. When I think of all the talking heads out there, some of them are my friends, I disagree with almost every one of them. And the reason I disagree with them, I just want to tell you this, because I'm not out there giving my opinion. Some of my friends are, and I don't like it, and they know it. As long as we stick to the written word, we're not going to have any issues. As long as we stick to what works according to the laws of our republic, we're not going to have any issues. And we don't need to debate. We don't need to talk about it. We need to do something about it.
That's right.
When I say 1 John 3:18, every time I'm on the radio, right before I say goodbye to you, my friends, I always say, love you by what I do. George Washington, during the Revolution, keep in mind, not only was he the president of the United States, not first, but second, to the fact that he was a warrior who loved his country so much that he was willing to fight for it, not just talk about it.
Before he was president.
He went first. And as long as you see courage like that, men will follow. Because again, William Wallace, you know him as a Braveheart. He rightly said, men do not follow titles, they follow courage. We just need to excel in courage, and we need to excel in what we know is right. Because my Bible tells me that the gates of hell shall not prevail against that. And we're also to have sound speech, which cannot be condemned. And we trust the Holy Ghost to order our conversation right and to show unto us all of his salvation. Psalm 50. Right?
Our hope is in him.
Right. So I don't think that we should always be wishy-washy or be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. I think we should just stick our feet upon the rock.
That's right.
And as long as our feet are upon the rock, the gates of hell will not prevail in Jesus' name. By the way, what I rest in, I didn't say that.
That's right.
He did. And that's what I trust. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and in all of your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. That's pretty cool.
Amen.
That's not apathy. No. That's work.
Yes.
Yeah, Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way: the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Well, Jake, maybe you need to talk, then maybe someone will call.
Well, I think...
Well, you know, I want to say this first. All God's giants have been weak men who did great things for God because they reckoned on God being with them.
That's a good reckoning.
Yeah, that's not... Wait. All God's giants have been weak men who did great things for God because they relied on God being with them. Isn't it interesting? You get all these quotes, and everybody's got their version of it.
There's version.
You know, remember when he was a missionary, Chinese.
He went to China.
He was sent to China, yeah. No, but isn't it interesting? You see all these quotes by these forefathers. You just see a little bit of a tint, and what they do is they modernize them. And I don't like that, revisionist. Just leave it in King James.
Depends who the editor
is. Because a lot of them talk that way.
Yep.
Yeah.
They sure did. That was the Bible they read.
Well, it was. If they weren't writing one.
Bible.
Yeah.
Or the Geneva.
Well, you know, just as long as it's not Thomas Jefferson's Bible with all the miracles of Jesus, you know, withheld.
Yeah. Like that happened. Like it was called Thomas Jefferson's Bible.
Yeah. What was the name of that book anyways,
Jeff? Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth.
Oh, and
he gave it to Congress to teach them some morality.
Yeah, and didn't he, finance the Bible?
Yeah, he was a contributor to the Virginia Bible Society.
And...
Think about the American Bible Society.
Is that why we have a 78% ratio of Christians in this country? It's just amazing how that works.
I'd like to see a little bit of Christianity.
You know, do you see Christians attacking the atheists? What? The atheists are trying. We're not a Christian nation. It's like, you know what? It's like a bunch of atheists jumping in the water and telling the fish we're not in the water.
That's right.
We're not in the water. We're really not in the water.
It's not water.
It's not. No, it's not. It's only a figment of your imagination.
That's right. Some crazy Christian fascist.
You don't exist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those crazy.
You know how you confuse
fascists.
An atheist, right? You just Ask him where he came from.
Where'd you come from?
Or ask him to tell you the difference between right and wrong and who is the reference to his knowledge of right and wrong. All over. Game over.
I have my own right and wrong.
What I always tell atheists is it's not that you don't believe in God. You believe you're God.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. Who determines what's right and wrong? Well, I do. Then you're God. You make your own moral assessments, right? That's what you think. You're God.
Well, and what does number two say?
Yep.
Exodus 20, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a God created that looks just like you, and he's okay with your sin.
Idols.
Yeah.
Idols can be self. Well, as a matter of fact, an idol is a self. Who could try? I mean, that's about the stupidest thing. Okay, I'm going to go chop down a tree. This says it in Jeremiah. People misconstrue this to think he's talking about a Christmas tree. He's actually not. They chop down a tree, then they carve it out, then they deck it with silver and gold. And then they say that that's God. You just created it. How can it be God? If it was God, it would have created itself, and it would have created you. They don't think that way.
Well, here, let's take it and do spiritual context. I'm sorry, context here. I'm having some problems over here. The children of Israel were delivered through the blood of the Paschal Lamb. God puts them into a position time and time again through trials and tribulations. Do we enter into the kingdom of heaven? So did they. They go to the Red Sea, and the Bible says with the blast of his nostrils, he split the sea, right?
Mm-hmm.
They go through the sea. The waters overtake the enemies of Pharaoh. The first thing God does is when he delivers them, he chains them to the Ten Commandments. He goes to Mount Sinai, chains them to the Ten Commandments, and he said, do this and live. The next thing they do is they create a golden calf. From the spoils of Egypt.
These be the gods.
And then they complain about the way it is with Moses obeying God, saying, let us go back. Let's make a captain and go back to Pharaoh, into Egypt. Let's go back there. We were better off as being slaves. We were better off in bondage than we were being liberated. You see how spiritual freedom goes contrary to carnal freedom? Do you see that?
Yeah, completely.
Yeah. It's persistence. It's constancy, and it's work.
Perseverance, patience.
Yeah. It really is. And we don't do that because we're going to get saved. We do that because we are saved.
It's the only way you can. It's the only way you can in all reality. I mean, Martin Luther said the only time when you are truly saved is when you no longer hate the law. You love the law. That's how you fulfill the law. Well, how can one fulfill a law or love a law that he doesn't think in himself he could ever fulfill? Well, that's where Christ comes in. And then out of love, you love everything that he died for.
Yeah. Well, really, okay, so the law drives us to the foot of the cross and it can do no more. That's true. Yep. Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7. I can give you more. But in saying that, when we get to Christ, we take the fruit by faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We take the fruit thereof which we see in Christ and we apply it to our lives. We take it by faith.
Right.
We don't take it by works. We're saved by grace through faith and not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. But unto what? Ephesians 2. Read down just a little bit more. His workmanship created for what? Good works. Of course.
That's right.
Yeah.
That'd be the fruit
church
of love.
Is,
good.
The church is always moving, friends.
Yep.
And the bottom line is, but I the bottom line is we do because we are saved. But here's the point, Jake. Why the calf?
Ah, that puzzles me still. I don't know.
It's pretty weird, isn't it?
And, I think that
folks,
the Egyptians
keep in mind,
worshipped
statues. It wasn't the world that made the calf. It was the church that made the calf.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? And, Moses comes down from the mount after 40 days, breaks the tablets. He says, hey, those that are on the Lord's side, you come over here. The other ones, brothers, take up your swords and take them out.
We got to separate. You know, the other thing is, too.
And he stomped the calf to nothing.
Mm-hmm. Dumped it in the river, made him drink of it.
That's right.
Yep. You go ahead and drink your sin. And isn't that, that's exactly what's happening to those generations that have not trained this generation. How much God loved the next generation.
Yeah.
We speak of our kids all the time. God really did. He said, no, you're not going to go back to Egypt. First, you're going to drink of your sin. And then you're going to wither and die in this wilderness. And then I'm going to bring your kids in. Because had they gone back to Egypt, the kids would have went right along with them and had to be in bondage again. But the Lord doesn't forget his youth. He doesn't forget his next generation. I'm just thinking of MLK who said...
Deuteronomy 1, by the way. Read that when you get some time, friends.
You talked about the church is always on the move. MLK said, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk.
Let me see that. That's not how you say it, Jake. Turn it. Let me see it. Come on, brother. Get some soul in there. If I was in a black church right now, you know what he'd be saying? If you can't fly, he said, then run. He said, if you can't run, then walk.
Well.
If you can't walk, then crawl.
Come on.
But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward.
Keep on
Amen.
Moving.
When we went to, speaking of MLK, when we were in Memphis several times,
yep.
At that motel where he was shot down.
And in Atlanta recently.
That's right. But when we were there, remember what they did is they made a monument. Mm-hmm. They made a, instead of a movement.
Yeah.
Now, would Martin Luther King, hey, Heather, will you throw that up really quick? What they like to do to prophets. Whosoever strives to withdraw from obedience withdraws from grace. And that's exactly what I'm saying right now.
Mm-hmm. You know, you brought up the faith, and that's how we take Christ and his promises, is by faith. Well, how does faith work? It works by love.
After MLK was killed, this is what a man said of MLK. And once this is pulled up, but I think it's so for the times today. Because really, folks, what's missing from the equation of our Christianity, many profess, again, the 78% ratio, is where's the works?
That's right.
That's really what it comes down to.
What's
folks,
the, substance?
The professed church in America is trying to figure out, are we supposed to do something about this? Well, you can see that that's what they're doing. They're sitting around saying, what does God command us to do? Well, they're watching TV, going to football plays, games, and going to baseball games and the such. That's not the whole quote. It's easier to build a monument than it is a movement. But just think about that. Should we do what God actually commands us? Churches are having meetings like this today.
I get a kick out of the ones.
Where's the spirit of Christ? Yeah. That's what's missing. And they call themselves professors. They call themselves Christians. And I'm trying to find Christ. Mm-hmm. Got to keep in mind, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. And that's exactly what we're seeing today.
And if he didn't speak it, his works were a reproof to that hypocrisy.
I heard Floyd say, a lot of the conservatives, mm-hmm. Well, of course they consider themselves Christians.
Yep.
Conservatives derive from what Christ said about being the salt of the world.
Yeah.
The salt of the earth. But isn't it interesting he said that many of them just like to sit around.
Yep.
And have
like
meetings.
Restaurants.
Totally.
Folks,
we see this all the time. That's why... Talking of MLK again, it's better to go back down into the valley. He didn't even want to be showered with the blessings of men. He desired the praise of God, not the praise of man. And that was the difference. Here it is. Carl Wendell Hines said this. Listen carefully, friends. Now that Martin Luther King, he is safely dead, let us praise him. Build monuments to his glory. Sing hosannas to his name. Dead men make such convenient heroes, they cannot rise to challenge the images we would fashion from their lives. And besides, it's easier to build a monument than it is to make a better world. Friends, we don't need monuments. We need a better world. But I want you to remember this. Jesus said, those that even desire to live a godly life shall be persecuted. If they persecuted me, they'll persecute you. He said, this is my commandment, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And don't forget the spirit of the world, friends. They love to praise the dead saints, and they love to persecute the living ones. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18, talk to you in 23.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.